The next case is 04-1010, Cincinnati Bar Association versus Christian Dean Rothermill. Mr. Rothermill.
Good afternoon, Your Honor. May it please the court, I'm appearing Chris Rothermill pro se today.
I can't hear you, sir.
I'm appearing pro se today. I'm Chris Rothermill. I'd like to reserve 5 minutes for rebuttal, if I may. The purpose of my appearance here today is to explain to the court that I had made all attempts I could prior to receiving the disciplinary notice to correct my trust account. My current trust accounting practices are audited by a CPA. I'm in a firm with J.C. Shue. I am not even a signator on the account. And I had started moving with J.C. Shue and had left Cincinnati in August of 2002, which was 6 months prior to the complaint being filed and approximately 8 months prior to receiving a copy of the complaint. And now all of my old and trust accounts go through his account with J.C. Shue. I'd also like to point out in the way of mitigation that all these medical bills were paid prior to receiving the notice from the board of the complaint. The letter I received from the creditor, which was furnished, was dated February 7th, accepting the mitigated amounts. And the complaint was filed on February 7th with the Cincinnati Board of Realtors. The complaint was furnished to me approximately 2 months later. In July of 04, the balance of the monies were paid back to my client. She had finally been found. We had made several attempts to find her, and I believe the Cincinnati Bar Association had made attempts to find her. She was paid back with certified funds that I designated at the hearing I had, and she was paid back with interest on the monies. I would additionally point out that when I was first contacted by the Bar Association, Mr. Rice, I cooperated fully. I furnished him a complete copy of my IOLTA account, and I told them that I had used the monies and that I was intending to pay interest when I found my client. I did not deny it, and I'm not trying to justify it. I just want the court to know that I had taken steps to correct my problems and my inappropriateness prior to receiving the notification from the board. I don't want you to think that, gee, I got caught, therefore I'm going to correct everything. I had already paid the monies back and I had already taken steps to get out of the firm I was in and move my trust account. I want the court to understand that I have changed my practice. I don't want you to think that I am trying to justify my actions. I know they were inappropriate, but I want the court to understand that in the future there is no way that this can ever happen again. I'm not even a signator on the account, which was my agreement when I went in with Mr. Shue. That's all I have, Your Honors.
Thank you, Mr. Rothermill. Mr. Heekin.
Good afternoon, Your Honors. May it please the court, my name is Christopher R. Heekin, and it's my honor to be here on behalf of the Cincinnati Bar Association this afternoon. I believe the underlying facts in this case are well presented in the stipulations. The issue at hand is the appropriate sanction to be meted out to Mr. Rothermill. This court's case law suggests that in determining appropriate sanction, factors to be considered are the duties violated, the actual injury caused, the lawyer's mental state, the existence of aggregating and mitigating circumstances, and sanctions imposed in similar cases. Prior to the hearing back in February of this year, the relator had taken the decision to recommend an indefinite suspension for Mr. Rothermill. However, things frankly just got worse at the hearing as far as the conduct that was evidenced by the testimony. The panel's findings of fact make it pretty clear that the justification of loans from the estate simply present other ethical problems, that there was no remorse or really understanding of the seriousness of the ethical issues involved by Mr. Rothermel, and the panel then, I think, correctly has recommended disbarment as the appropriate sanction, and I'm going to defer to the panel's decision in that regard. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Rothermel, you have saved about 11 and a half minutes of your time for rebuttal.
If I may, I'd point out to the court that we both brief various cases. His briefcases do indicate disbarment. My briefcases for what I consider similar or worse circumstances would be less serious disciplinary than that recommended by the realtor, and I would ask the court to follow my series of cases. Thank you.
Thank you. Case is submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion.